אמר רב יהודה מרא. אמר רב יהודה מרא, המויצא חומץ בבייסוי ביונטב. אמר רב יהודה מרא, המויצא חומץ בבייסוי ביונטב. חויפה אולו וסקלי. אמר רובה עם של הקדש הוא אינו צורך. מיתיים הם מבדל בדיל למיני. זנוח שש, שמו יובי לאוכלו. זאת רשי. קויפה אולו וסקלי. דולוי חוזי לטלטלוי ואפוקה. He can't take it out. ומי הוא בבלירו אלו יובה. דו בת לי מליבי מאתמול. כדי אמרינו לכמון, הבוי נקצור שיבאת בליבי. אלו משום שלא ישכח ויחלנו צורך כפי הסקלי. מבדל מדי למיני אפילו בכל. לא מודו לפרש ממנו. סמל אז נוג זה יראה שם היובוי לא אוכלו. In Rashi here, shtei tuzach. Rashi says, koifo olo v'sakli. So Rashi, why koifo olo v'sakli? Why koifo olo v'sakli? Take it out? So Rashi, I can't take it out. Why I can't take it out? Tzmukt. Fregt Rashi, rosido bali roe. So Rashi, bit le meesmo. So Rashi wants that the person, instead of koifo olo v'sakli, Rashi wants that the person will take it out. So the first thing we have to understand, why Rashi wants him to take it out? It's koyfol v'sakli. What is not good in koyfol v'sakli? Rashi says koyfol v'sakli. Zogt Rashi, take it out. So Rashi, no, you can't take it out. Mashma from Rashi, if you could even take it out, you would have to take it out. Why to take it out? So pashtis, the pshat is. The reason you would have to take it out, if you could have taken out, you would have to take it out. Because the Gzei Hashem Yovei Lo'ochloi, and it's Mashman Rashi and the Hemshech, that Koyvola V'sakli is not the best Eitzah. It's not the best Eitzah for the Gzei Hashem Yovei Lo'ochloi. It's not the best Eitzah for the Gzei Hashem Yovei Lo'ochloi. People could move it away. So B'meile, you have to take it out. Could be for another reason Rashi wanted him to take it out. Shteit ola aboso boitkim es hachometz, and mid the rabbono we not say mechan bitu. So Rashi asks, take it out, and Rashi answers, no, I can't take it out because it's mutfa. So Rashi wants the person not to be say mechan koyfol avesakli, and we could learn the Rashi. And I think both reasons are emes. Koyfol avesakli, it's not the best eitzah pashtes. We'll see later the boiskim. So Rashi have a better way to throw it out. So Rashi, you can't throw it out. It's mukze. And also, stam, we're not allowed to leave chometz in your house inside a box. It's a din biur mid rabbonim. Ola abosam boitim es chometz lo iraner. Even if you do bitul, we learn mid rabbonim is a din. You have to be mevayer the chometz mibeisri. You don't falozach to leave chometz in your house. The rabbonim, you have to get rid of it. So why mid rabbonim you have to get rid of it, and we don't falozach to leave it in the house? So b'meile. Zogt Rashi, take it out. Zogt Rashi, I can't take it out. Because it's mukta. So these two parts are good in Rashi. Rashi goes like the next shlaf. Zogt Rashi, aber lechura ze isur bali roe. And if it's the isur bali roe, it's mashma in Rashi, so I'll be mechuyev to take it out of the bali roe, even if it's the isur mukta. The bali roe, I think mefurish in Rashi, the bali roe will be mechayev me to get rid of it, even if it is an Isur Mukze, I would have to get rid of it because I have an Isur Baliroi. And Rashi answers, I don't have a problem with an Isur Baliroi. Why I don't have a problem with an Isur Baliroi? Because I was Mevatalit. So the Mele, I don't have a Chisor and I don't have a problem with an Isur Baliroi because I was Mevatalit. As I state in Rashi. Now, Mashma in Rashi, again, we don't have Dvorim for Rashi, but if I didn't do Bitul, I would have to get rid of it in Pesach. What I would have to do, Rashi doesn't speak out. Yet Rashi said, I can't take it out because it's mukze. Rashi wants to take it out because Hashem Yovil Ofloi, or the Mitzad Adin, the Rabbonon, Ashbosa, the Rabbonon, I can't, it's mukze. So Rashi, I'm Mitzad Baliroi, מצד הבלירוי, זאת רשי ביטלי מהאתמול. But if we be no ביטלי מהאתמול, you would have to get rid of it. What you would have to do? So, the glitchach in Loshon Rashi, אבל זה נשמוכח, as mashma, I would just take it out. Rashi, I can't take it out, because it's mukze, but I said, don't worry, it's not in בלירוי. But if it would be בלירוי, what I would have to do? So, I'm saying, קצת mashma in Rashi, I would just throw it out. But it's not so poshut. It's only if you look like the Ramban, that chomet she'eino birshuso, you're not over. If Rashi doesn't hold like the Ramban, that chomet she'eino birshuso, you're not over, it will not help in Rashi to take it out. And even if the Ramban, the Shagasariya learns that this is before Pesach, it helps to take it out. But in Pesach, after already was chal, aso hakosu birshuso, so even when you take it out, it's aso hakosu birshuso. So it doesn't help to take it out. But the emes in Loshon Rashi is no dvorim mefuroshim. And Loshon Rashi could learn of a baliroi in ishto, velu yitzur would be a baliroi, as baliroi in ishto, velu yitzur would be a baliroi, lu yitzur would be a baliroi, so what you would have to do then, lu yitzur would be a baliroi, lu yitzur would be a baliroi, you would have to take it, and maybe throw it to Yam HaMelech, mashbis it, get rid of it, could be lu yitzur would be a baliroi, Rashi doesn't say it would be enough to throw it out. Could be Luyatzir would be a Baliroi. You would have to mash Meforah Bezer Leruach. Could be you would have to burn it Lefi Rashi. Shteit Nishklor, what you would have to do. So again, Rashi says, Lemaisa, I can't take it out, but it's Mukse. I can't take it out, but it's Mukse. I don't need to do more from that, because Midei Raisa, I'm not either, because it's not a Bitul. But Luyatzir is no Bitul, I would have to do more from that. If more from that would be to take it out, or more from that would be to burn it, a more from that would be the Mefar Vezer Leruach. These are not Dvorim Mefuroshim B'Shitas Rashi. It's not Dvorim Mefuroshim B'Shitas Rashi. But that's the Rashi. Le'umas the Rashi, Teisus in Ksuvis, and Avzayin Amud Aleph, Teisus in Ksuvis is Choylek and Rashi. And Teisus in Ksuvis, Avzayin Amud Aleph says, that we're talking even Beloi Bitu, even Beloi Bitu. And even so, Zaktesis, you can't burn it. Even the Be'etzim is no insult to burn because Mitter Shutra Avor Letzeri, Chutra Avor Shaloi Letzeri. Zaktesis, because of Isur Mukze, you can't burn it. That's Loshna Tesis. Ve'amoyitze Chomets ve'beisi b'toch Pesach ve'amrin perikam al-psochim de'koifal ve'sakli ve'le'sharin le'sofoi mishum mitoich. Are you allowed to burn it? Mishum de'osur le'sofo mide'rabbonon mishum mukze. De'osur le'tavdolo, you can't burn it. And said, Isu Meloche is no problem, Zoktesis. Mitoich. But you can't burn it because Isu Mukze. So first, Machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Rashi learns, Lu Yitzur is the Isu Dei Reise. I would pick it up and I would take it out. I'll burn it, I'll pick it up and take it out. But I'll get rid of it. And the Isu Mukze, Valiro, will be Doiche the Isu Mukze. And in Tesis, I'm saying in the last guide, in Tesis, state no. That Isu Mukze is Oimet. And it's not matter me to burn it and not to take it out. I can't touch it. It's a Yisum Mukze. And then I can't burn it. The Shaila is upset. Don't move it. Burn it K'moy Shehu. Burn it K'moy Shehu. Chazanish says, we're talking that you can't burn it B'mokim Shehu. If you burn it, the whole house will go on fire. Also not so posh. So what if the house will go on fire? The person has to give all of his money to not to be over alav. The whole city will go on fire. Maybe someone else's house will go on fire. But his own house, about he's mechuyav to burn down. The person mechuyav to give all of his money, shalei lav, all of his money, shalei lav. What? The Chazanish asked the kasha, burn it b'mekoyimoy. Who asked you to move it? Zog the Chazanish, mayri ba'oifen sheyev shalei sofa b'mekoyimoy. Is a Mishnah Brura, and maybe that burning is also Maaseh Tiltul, but it's really a big Chiddush in Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, that burning is Ishtamshus and Mukzah, and it's also Yisur Mukzah. Mikol Mokoy, Tesis learns that Mukzah is Oymed B'mokim Baliroi. And Rashi learns that Mukzah is not Oymed B'mokim Baliroi. Ba'ashkofa Rishoyno, I'm saying, Advorim Lefi Pshutom, Advorim lefi pshutom, So it's very posh. Rashi holds Baliroa as Doiche, the Isur of Mukze, and Taisa says there were many Divreim B'mokim Isur Mukze. What is the Hezbel? So it's interesting. The Kesef Mishneh brings down this Taisvis, because in Rambam is Mashma like Taisvis. The Rambam is talking without Bitul. In Perek Gimel Alochiches, Hamoitzer Chometz V'Beisoi, Rambam says, Oivu Baliroa Sharei Loi Bitel. The Rambam is talking without Bitul. And of them, state in Rambam in Perek Gimel Alochiches, Ve'im etzoi beyontef, koifolo v'sakli ad la'erev u'mevaroi. So in the Rambam is Mashma, he's talking without Bitul. And state that beyontef, koifolo v'sakli, the shayla v'stocha yisu. And the Kesef Mishneh brings down two pshotim, and it's very interesting, the two pshotim from the Kesef Mishneh. One pshat, he says, midu divreyem b'mokim yisur teire. Sometimes they say it, sometimes not, we don't know when. Inami, the Kesef Mishneh says a bigger chidush. Zog the Kesef Mishneh, Weil Chazal don't let me to burn it, I'm not over Isur Baliroe. Weil Chazal don't let me to make a Maisa Sreife, I'm not over Isur Baliroe. What? Zog the Kesef Mishneh. That the Yisur of Bal... Adam Redman. Zog the Kesef Mishneh. Weil I can't make a Maise Biur and not over Baliroi Balimotze. State in the Kesef Mishneh, the Yisoy that we're saying the whole time, that the Lavin Baliroi Balimotze is not Stama Aveir and not the Avchometz in the house. The gather of the Baliroi is that it's Mechayev and Maise Ashbose. And if me the Rabbonon they tie my hands that I can't do a Maisa Ashbose, I'm not over a Baliroi. Baliroi is Mechayev a Maisa Ashbose. Avadi, you could have said, we measure it in the Eraisis, we don't measure it in the Rabbonon. We measure it in the Eraisis, we don't measure it in the Rabbonon. And me the Eraisis I could do a Maisa Ashbose, I'm over. He says, no, if the Maisa be Metzias I can't do a Maisa Ashbose, it's no Isur Baliroi. What's the difference? 5 shekel or a million shekel? You have to listen. I mean, to bring the chometz is also, it costs money. I said again, I get the chometz. Now we get on to the Nikud. So now, Mikol Mokim, Mishnah is Maimi the Machlek. So no, Lefi Rashi, the Isur Baliroe is Doiche the Isur Mukta. And Lefi Taisvis, the Baliroe is not Doiche Isur Mukta. And other because they are Midu Divreim, other because the Kesef Mishneh has Tanaya Londes, that if I can't burn something, I'm not over. If I can't do it, I'm not over Baliroe Balimot. So. In the Chidush Aran here, he all died, better maybe I'll be Magdi. The Maram Chalav and the Meiri, state like Taisvis. I'm not allowed to. Isur Mukta, I'm not allowed to do it. I have to wait till after. I have to be careful, exactly. Even if I didn't do Bitul, I can't touch it in Yom. And the Chidush Aran, Ran al Arik, says, no, as Meret on Bitul, I could burn it. Why? Mitoich Shehutro Avor El Tzorech, Hutro Avor Shaloi El Tzorech. And it's Tzorech Hayoim Tzas. So I'm allowed to burn it. If I did bitul zog deran, so then already it's not tzorich hayom. Even though the tzorich hayom mid the rabbonon, the ran learns that you have to have tzorich hayom ktsas mid the reise. If it's not tzorich hayom ktsas the mitzvah the reise, you're not allowed to burn it. So I say zog deran. So the ran beetzem is similar to Rashi. He says it's meret with bitul, and then you can't burn it. Aber lo yitzuyo meret on bitul, you could burn it. Why? Because mitoich. יותר שוט הוא עבור לצריך, הוא תונם יעבור שלא יהיה לצריך. This is בעצם, דעמוד הסוגיה, מקופיה. if you me'ayin heitev in the Rishonim, in the Tesis, if you me'ayin heitev, is mashma that something else completely is going on in the sugya. If you me'ayin heitev here, is mashma that something else is going in the sugya. And I want to be mad gishwot. Herz sagen gut zu dober schule nisbar auf an der prichodisch fragt das der primegodim fragt das maybe we'll have him say hasba ba shkover rishoyno we said we mind me the klore machleikes here what is the klore machleikes that we mind me here rashi holds the baliroy could be doich the isurim this is all the baliroy cannot be doich the isurim rashi learns the baliroy is doich the isurim fucker makes sense. Taisa says they emitu divreyev. I want to ask you a shayla. Rashi, we understand. Chazal will might have said, if you have a baliroi, why do you have to take out the muktzech? I mean, what is the shayla? What is the tzad to stay? Rashi makes sense. Taisa says, mechadesh no. Even that you could burn it, aber atz muktzeh, they don't let you to burn it. Hey, emitu divreyev. I want to ask you a shayla. Now listen carefully. Tesis, if you see Tesis in Ksuvis, a big Tesis. The Dibur HaMaskil is mitoich shehutro avora letzoyrech, hutro avora sheloi letzoyrech. It's a very long Tesis when you look at Sugis in Ksuvis. I don't really do it. Again, it's not right to them, Dalton. I don't like the Dibur HaMaskil of Tesis there. Mitoich shehutro avora letzoyrech, hutro avora sheloi letzoyrech. I don't like that this Tesis is in Ksuvis. I don't like that this is in a big Tesis bichlav. And I'll explain to you the aura that I'm asking. I want to be madgish it. It's a double duck, but listen carefully. What is the noise in the sugi? If it's without bitul, so the person is over baliroi. So why he doesn't throw it out the house? And why is no tesis here? V'tzorich loima, shemairi, ben shebitloi, ben sheloi bitloi. He can't throw it out the house. Why? Why he can't throw it out the house? What is negeh if you're allowed to burn it in Yontef or you're not allowed to burn it? You're not allowed to burn it in Yontef. So what you will do? I'm asking you a shayla. You find chometz in Pesach and the halacha is that you're not allowed to burn it. If you don't hold emidu divreim, what do you do? You're not allowed to burn it. What do you will do? Think a second. You find chometz in your house in Pesach. I'm asking you, you find chometz in your house in Pesach. What do you do? Find a bottle of whiskey and Pesach in your house. What do you do to mice? What do you do? You open the bottle, you put it on the floor, it disappears. No, it's not there anymore. That's what you do to mice. Don't burn it even, it takes time to burn it. Smash the bottle, the second it disappears. No, we're done. That's what you have to do. So if a person finds chometz in Pesach, you're not allowed to burn it. Take it out, throw it to Yam HaMelech. If you hold like the Ramban, throw it out of the house. Mefarim is there l'ruach. What is the shayla if you're allowed to bring it? You're allowed to fire, make a fire in Yontif. You're not allowed. Lama zogin is no mitoich. Raise the whole taste. You're not allowed to burn. I'm asking you a shayla. Koi moitzik pesach, chomez a pesach. You koi pesach li. Why koi pesach li? Get rid of it. You're even baliroi. You're even baliroi. V'yishloim arei mitu divreim memokim teire. What is the get to the shayla if you're allowed to make a sreifa in Yontif or not? This is a shayla. L'churetz, buchach in the sugya, they're not allowed to make a sreif. What is Tesis? Look at the Tesis inside. What is Tesis asking? I have a raya from Psochim, and you're not allowed to make sreifas in Yontef. Because if you're allowed to, why koifas a kli? So Tesis, no, even if you're allowed to, I'm middle of raya. Lo mezogin, you're not allowed to make sreifas in Yontef. I also have a kasha. Why you don't throw it out? What is Tesis kasha in Psochim, in Ksuvis? Is a sugya, you're allowed to make a fire in Yontef. So why koifas a kli? Make a fire in Yontef. Lama zogin that is you're not allowed to make a fire in the yontif. You don't have a kashi here, why you're allowed to leave it in the house? This was Rashi's kashi. And Rashi said, Meret Mebitu. The Rishonim said, Emidu Divreyem. So Teis has a kashi. Why in the Gemara and Psochim you're allowed to leave it in the house? Yishtemer Emidu Divreyem. No, Teis never asked a kashi, but when Psochim he doesn't have what to ask. What to ask? Why allowed to leave it? Why not? Muktzah, you're not allowed to touch. It's not a bayah. But I learned that Ksuvah Zayin, you're allowed to make a fire. Kaimon, you're allowed to make a fire. You're supposed to burn it. Shlema, but I can't burn it because I can't touch it. Lama Zayin, I'm not allowed to make a fire. I have a Yisru Baliroi every second in my life. Every second in Pesach, I'm over Baliroi. I have to get rid of it. So I'm allowed to leave it. time, what? Well, when you go in the Teretz because of Mishnah on the Tesis, that you're not Mekayim? Or the Teretz because of Mishnah? Verstehe nicht. We gave the Teretz because of Mishnah, it's not. We're going out before the Tesis said that you saw it, they emitted Divrayim. Before the Tesis said that you saw it, they emitted Divrayim. Tesis didn't know if they emitted Divrayim. Tesis didn't know if they emitted Divrayim. So this is a shayla. Why? So Rashi says, "Ein echadami mered bebitul." On bitul, I asked you when we started Rashi. On bitul, what he has to do? Throw it away. Throw it out of the house. Throw it to Yam HaMelech. Could do what you want. They says a kasha. They says no. Even on bitul, emidu divrayim atzmukta, you can't touch it. I hear atzmukta, you can't touch it. What is the shaychus if you're allowed to make a fire in Yom Tov? What does it tell us? What does it tell us? Shteidolechu agresi yisod. That the Rishonim never had a kasha. I don't know why. Oh, you're able by Leroy, get rid of it. Muktzeh, emidu divrayim. Even, I don't know, poshet emidu divrayim. But if you're allowed to do sreife, so you could do a mitzvah stashbisu. So I'll be mechurim to make a mitzvah stashbisu. Emidu divrayim. But if I can make a mitzvah stashbisu, would I'm over a yisur baliroa every second? The Rishonim never had a tzad that that would be a reason to be matcha the misu muktzeh. Only the mitzvah stashbisu will be doicha the mitzvah the muktzeh. Again, and Rashi steht nicht as it. Again. Rashi steht klar, Rashi has the kashas, the chayisur baliroa every second. How he's allowed to wait? Bebitle. Oh, everyone says, and tastes as the kasha, and he answers in midu divrayim. This is the way everyone shtals the machleikas. Rashi doesn't hold from him midu divrayim. Tesis holds from him midu divrayim. Right? Rashi doesn't hold from him midu divrayim. Tesis holds from him midu divrayim. Very good. But I'm saying, le'achar ha'iyum, Tesis was never chalik in Rashi that him midu divrayim. Was poshut the Tesis she him midu divrayim. He never had a suffix even about it. Teis never had a suffix about it. Teis only has the kasha from Sreife. I know that it's signed weit, but I wissen for was. Aber Azelechu is meduik. And also in the Ran is meduik like that. The Ran says, if there's no bitul, you burn it. Because you're allowed to burn. If there's no bitul, I don't burn it. Let me say, I don't say mitoich. If there's no bitul, I have to get rid of it. Advorim mefuroshim batur. And again, the Mephoshim don't ask from where the Tur took it. And Mechatesa. But I think the Tur took it from Yunasutya. The Tur and Tofman Vov. Hamoitze chometz babayis. Imu bechal hamoed, yoytzienu miyad. The Mephoshim say, and get rid of it. Vimu yontef, yesh oimrim sheikfelo vesakli ad alaylo. Aval beyontef, eino yochel letaltel kidei lo yitzio. Loi viboye im bitloi, she'en kan isru doiraise b'shihiyosoi. Pshita she'en yochel letaltel loi. אלא אפילו אם לא הביט לו שיש בו איסור די רייסה, אפילו הוכי לא יוציאנו. Why? כיוון שאינו יוכל לברי כדינו ידעיינו בשריפה. Why we don't let you to do שריפה, so leave it. והרב ירמיכי על כוסף, שיוכל לסורפה ביונטף. That you allow to make, because we say הויל. And ואל רבין יחיל פסקה, that you say הויל, הילקח אם לא הביט לו יציאנו ויסריפנו כדי שלא יעביר עולה. So the Tur brings down, if you find chometz in your house, in Yom Tov, what to do? He says, if we don't pass in Hoil, so you have to leave it, because you can't do Sreifa. I could take it out and I'll not have Baliroi. No, don't touch Mukta. Rabbi Yechiel holds, you're allowed to do Sreifa, so Mamele, Oiveran Mukta. We have Tesis, and Tesis says, don't be Oiveran Mukta, I'm Midu Divrayim. But again, Be'ashkov HaRishoyinu, and I'm saying, Adov HaTzorich Biru Radayim. באשקוף הראשון, פשוט יהיה במחלקס, העמידו דבריהם במקום תאירו או נעת. רשי עוד זה לא יעמידו דבריהם. ותאיסו עוד זה העמידו דבריהם. עוד זה כסף משנה. לאחר העיון, תאיסס אוסו, even תאיסס. Before he was מחדש, that they עמידו דבריהם, he not allowed to be over on מוקצה. The only side that he wanted that a person will be דויך on מוקצה, is was if he could be מקיים the מצווה שריפה כדינוי. But if you can be מקיים מצווה שריפה, Tesis never had a tzad. Tesis never had a tzad that you'll be over and you'll be allowed to take it out. And I'm asking you why. It's a issu baliroa every second. Get rid of it. So I'm not mekayem tashbisu. If I don't bring, I'm not making tashbisu. But every second that it's in my house, I'm going to bali roi bali motze. Can't really happen. Only in that time that I'm doing the mitzvah. And that time, not in the time before. Every isur minute there's an isur shehir. This is the first chalik during the sugi. Teisves brings down the shaila. Koyfalo v'sakli. Afal gav deiki lemandoma beperikire. Ein kli nital elo ledovor hanital. Ein kli nital elo ledovor hanital. Ike leukme betzorich lemekoyme. It's a halacha, you're not allowed to take a kli for a mukze that you're not allowed to move. So how am I allowed to pick up the kli to cover the chometz? So this is betzorich lemekoyme. I picked up the kli letzorich. I picked up the kli letzorich, and then I put it down where I want. Ina miyoche shorim mishum dil meosi lemechle. So here's a big vikuach how to learn pshat in the second teretz of Teisves. Again, Teis asks the kasha, how are you allowed to pick up a kli? You're picking up a kli letzorich mukze za aloche ein kli nital el letzorich dovor anital, and here you're taking the kli letzorich dovor shein and nital. Zoktesis, one teretz says, I picked the kli letzorich mekoyme and then I put him down. Inam is zoktesis because chashash shem yovel laochle. So b'ashkof rishoyno, Teisves says, for the chashash shem yovel laochle, we matter it. Tzamot nazach. We not matter mukze, but the isur of ein kli nital letzorich mukze. We will matter because the gzeirev shem yovel laochle. This is the ashkof rishoyno. Shem Zalman wants to say that Teisves meant Rebbe Elchanan's kasha. Rebbe Elchanan frek takasha. You're not taking the kli letzorich mukze. You're taking the kli that you will not come to eat it. So it's not letzorich mukze. It's a chashash that you will eat the chometz. So you're covering the kli, the chometz, that you will not come to eat it. So frek Rebbe Elchanan and kevet shiurim is letzorich haodom. It's not letzorich mukze. As they frek Rebbe Elchanan of Teisves. So Rebbe Shem Zalman, this is what Teisves says in the second time. Ina mi ochem shorim mishum dil ma'asi lemech. Aval, the taste could have had a shtickle besser. Ina mi choshiv letzerich ha'odo. Ina mi choshiv letzerich ha'odo. It's considered letzerich ha'odo. Vazay zorim shum azam. The kavona sa taste is that this is called letzerich ha'odo. Shazam says that la'alochen mukzel emotion, a person has a hammer. And he doesn't want his kids to play with a hammer, not because they don't want to break the hammer. He doesn't want the kids to be hurt by the hammer. So you're allowed to move the hammer? Because you're not allowed to move mukze letzorich hamukze. Here it's chometz. Chometz is mukze machmas gufoy. Whatever you have, a pen. Moshe, you have a pen. And you don't want your little kid to draw in Shabbos. But that's you're allowed to pick up the pen and put it on the side. Feed the tasteless. I'm not picking up letzorich a pen. I'm picking up letzorich the kid. You're allowed to move mukze letzorich gufoy mekoymoy. What? So you're doing it a tzarich of the person. If you need a mukzah, you're allowed to use them, yes. Right? So here I'm doing it a tzarich ha'odom. Aval it's a bigger, aval it's a chidush, aval it's a chidush. Let me again the next memory of the Gemara. V'omar Rab Yudah Omar Rab, chemtze shel nochri, oyse lo mechitza asor tfochim. Mishum heker. Vim shel hegdeshu ein etzorich. My time mivda abdile in shemime. So this Gemara is interesting. We have two memories in the Gemara. Look carefully. It's a orev de tzlach. I mean, then we'll see a mokret akad miyashev the other shittas rishonim in the sugya. The first memory is Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav. Amoitze chometz, his own chometz bebeisoi, koifol of esakli. Vim Omar Rove, vim shel hegdesh ein atzorich. Mivdal b'dile mine. There was another memory. Chomet shel nochri, oysu le mechitza asor otfochi. About to see the Rashi, why kfi eskli doesn't help. Vim shel hegdesh ein atzorich. Why? Mivdal b'dile mine. Frek de tzlach hakash. Why in the first memory, Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav said, if you find chomet, koyfo le vesakli. What happened with Hegdesh? He didn't speak about it. Rabbi came to help him. And Rabbi said, but if it's Shel Hegdesh, you don't have to, because Mivda B'dile Mineh. And the second Meimre, already Rabbi Yudah Marav himself says both Chalokim. Omer Rabbi Yudah Marav, Chomet Shel Nochi Oysu Lemechitze, Ve'im Shel Hekdesh Ein Netzorich. Ve'im Shel Hekdesh Ein Netzorich. Frag the Tzlach, why the first Meimre, Rabbi Yudah Marav didn't speak out, Ve'im Shel Hekdesh Ein Netzorich. Let him just say, Amoyt Zechomet Zabesei Kofolo Vesakli, ואם של הקדש אין לצורך. ואם של הקדש אין לצורך. It doesn't say it. And the second memre, Rabbi Yudah Marav says, חומש של נוח יויסי למחיצה הסורת. And there Rabbi Yudah Marav himself says, ואם של הקדש אין לצורך. פרק נצלח, why in the first memre he left it to Rabbi? He says, fuck it. If he would say it in the first Meimre, no, and then the second one, he didn't follow, so Rabbi followed him. But in the first Meimre, he didn't say it. Only Rabbi says it, Vimshel Hekdesh in the Tzorich. And in the second Meimre, Rabbi says it. And Rabbi Yudah Marav himself says it, as Eifrek Detzlach. So Rabbi Shmuel Auerbach wanted to answer. So Rabbi Shmuel Auerbach, we see about the thing, the Rishoni Mekar Biskashe, and Mechadosh Chidushim. Aber sagt Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach dabei, Poshta Teretz. In the first Memre, Pshitim Shel Hekdesh Ein Netzorich. Why? For one day, in the meantime, till the night. By night already, we didn't speak what will be by night. Kevul of Esakli was only Yontef. One day, for sure, nothing will happen. But for the 7 days, there is a bigger Chiddush already, that Hekdesh doesn't need to have a Mechitza. Why Rabbi said it? No, Rabbi wanted to explain more. Rabbi Yudah Marav, that he's the main Meimre, he feels for 7 days he has to say a Chiddush Shehekdesh Ein Netzorich. For one day, in Echanami, Pshita. In a Mizalim Shem Zalim, maybe Fakert. Maybe Rabbi Yudah Marav holds you have to be Kofes Akli even on Hekdesh. Why not? Maybe Shem Yovel Ochle. A Mechitze, they were not Matriach to make an Hekdesh. But Kaifa is a Kli, maybe you have to. Kaifa is a Kli, maybe you have to. Maybe you have to be Kaifa is a Kli. Maybe you have to be Kaifa is a Kli. Maybe we'll see. Andere is Bein. Lama Zende Rashi. Chemtish on Nochri, Hamufkad Etzlo, Velei Kibel Olav Achayis, the Mutar Le'ashoise. Rashi has a Kasha. What Chemtish on Nochri does in his house? What Chemtze Shel Nochri is doing in his house? Why Chemtze Shel Nochri is inside his house? Elfert Rashi, look carefully. Zogt Rashi, Meret on Achrayes. The Mele is allowed to have the Chometz. But it's a different Baya. Shema Yovel Ochle. Why Rashi doesn't answer even with Achrayes? Why Rashi doesn't answer even with Achrayes? B'yichin Lemokin. Chemtish and Nochi be Yichel Lemokim. Chemtish and Nochi, what is the case? Yichel Lemokim. It's a kasha. Rashi is a kasha. Chemtish and Nochi, what is doing by me? It's like Rashi, Beloy Achrayas. What Achrayas? But it's a sugi of Yichel Lemokim. The Teretz is Rashi Lishitosoi never had a sugi of Yichel Lemokim. Rashi Lishitosoi never had a sugi of Yichel Lemokim. Rashi does not Yichel Lemokim. Only if we'll say, then Rashi Maskola was Choyzer. If Rashi Maskola was Choyzer, so then Rashi has a sugi of Yichel Lemokim. But Pash Rashi doesn't have Yichel Lemokim. Same. If you all the other Rishonim, I will see about in the Rambam, the Marshal, the Rambam will bring down the Aloche, Yichel Lemokim is Mutar, Vuhu Shosu Lemechitze. Vuhu Shosu Lemechitze. So Rashi, Oysu Lemechitze, Bar Boso, Mishum Ekeirem, Shelo Yishkach Biyichlenu, Velo Yisayili Bekfi Eskli, Fact Rashi, why here is not enough to cover it with a kli? Leisagile bekfi as kli kol shivo, shea kli nita letzoyrech. Sometimes people will pick up the kli and they go away. Umi ahude lehe lo yefshar lebi mechitze. Umishumchad yoim sagile bekfi as kli, ubelay lo yevarel. So Rashi has the kasha, so why you have to make a mechitza? If it's mitzad shem yovel ochlo, you make a kli. Zot Rashi, kli is not safe. Kli is not safe. Why kli is not safe? Because the reason kli is not safe, because People take away the kli sometimes. For like Rashi, so why in the sugya before a kli helps? So Zokt Rashi, two terutzim and Rashi puts them together. First Rashi says, for one day it's enough. For one day it's enough, Zokt Rashi. For one day, Zokt Rashi, it's enough. Umi ha'id elayei lo yefshar lehi b'mechitze. Umishum chad yoyim sagi lehi b'kfi eskli. So Rashi says, "Be'etzem two terutzim together. I efsho, and for one day it's enough." It's interesting. The Ran, l'moshul chidush ha'Ran, the Ran brings it down to two terutzim. The Ran says two terutzim. One teretz of the Ran, inam idiretz for one day. Inam idiretz for one day. Inam izok the Ran, hosom I efsho. Rashi puts both the roots in together. What is both the roots in together that Rashi puts down? One teretz zogt Rashi, for one day it's enough. Second teretz zogt Rashi, I efshar. Zogt Mogen Avraham in the Mishneh Brura and Afkimin el Adine, Tzavishin Rashi and the Ran. And the Ran is two teretz. One teretz is, before it's for one day, kli is enough. Here it's for 7 days. Ina mi hosom mi efshar. And Rashi puts it together. Hosom mi efshar, and for one day it's enough. First, maybe I'll explain Balabatish. I don't understand. The Ran says two terutzim. Maybe for one day, kli is enough. For seven, not. Ina mi efshar. Rashi puts it together. Efshar. And for one day, kli is enough. The Ran, I understand. There's two ways, it's not true. Maybe be EF, shall we do it? In a mean, another teretz. For one day, it's enough. This is the Ran. Two terutzim. Rashi says no. It's because it's EF, and Kli is enough. If Kli is enough for one day, so why you have to say EF? But the Pshat in Rashi is Azeh. Lu Yitzur Kli for one day doesn't help. So what if EF? You know, in Yontif you can't do a mechitza. So what? So let me to jump. If kli is not enough, so why to do a kli? So the question is, kli for one day is also not good. But b'makim yevsher it's epis. For 7 days it's bichlal golnish, because for sure the kli will move. For one day b'makim yevsher you can follow zach of the kli. And the Ran taka says two terutzim. One teretz kli. If one day it's good, mokim yevsha. Zog the Magen Avraham, nafkmina lemaise. In the Magen Avraham, by us, and Simon Tofman, a guy comes to your house, and he has a sandwich in his bag. You never make abel achayis. So what he does, he puts his bag in the side. Now there's a piece of bread there. You have to run and put a keli on it? Yes, for sure. Shalif keli is enough? Maybe you have to tell him no. You have to have a mechitza. Go behind the closet and close it. So again, a guy came with a piece of bread to your house. Now he puts it on the table. It's enough to cover it. You tell him, close your bag. Well, it's not enough to close the bag. You have to put a mechitza. So we're going to have him. It's totally these two terutzim. If we hold that kli, even the yemechot Rashi doesn't hold that it's enough. It's only b'mokim de'yefshar. Or b'mokim de'yefshar, about it's not enough. B'meile, tell him, don't put it on the table. Please put it in the closet. Behind the mechitza, I saw. Mashiach if like the Ran, that is two terutzim. Liyay mechod kli is enough. Mele zog the Magen Avraham. Kol zman he's not dear for more from a day. Mele it's enough to cover with a kli. He's not mechuyav to do more from that. Till here it's good. Now that's a hand good. The Ran al Arif brings down a new pshat in the sugya. And I think this Nupshat came taki because of Shlomo Zalman Zahoris was bothering the Rishonim. Monefshach. Why Rabbi Yudah Marav didn't speak about Hegdesh in the first Memre and he spoke about it in the second Memre? So we said, Deirach Dike Tirutzim. Why in the first Memre he didn't speak about it and the second Memre he spoke about it? Herzach Hengut. Zog deran b'shem de Balayitu v'arambal. And the Magid Mishnah brings it down in Perek Dalet. A new pshat in the Gemara. Chomet shel nochri, we're talking with achrayas. We're talking with achrayas. And what is oiselei mechitza asore? Oiselei mechitza asore is like yichad lebayis. Oiselei mechitza asore is considered yichad lebayis. If it makes a kinyan, it could be even without a kinyan. Yichad lebayis is not only that he was mashil lemamokim, how he's miyachad lemokim, he makes a mechitza asore. Aber chometz, you don't need a mechitza. And maybe you even don't need a keli. Your own chometz you will come to eat. Someone else's chometz, who says, who says, when you go on the street, you eat someone else's things? Well, a guest comes to your house, you start to eat his bread? No, but in Behedish also you don't need a svara. אז זה זוגד מגיד מישנה. פרק ד', הלוך הבייס. אבול בלאי טור קוסה. ולוי קיבל עליו אחראייס, לוי בעינן מחיצה אסורו, אלא מפניו לכל מוקים כדי שלא יקושל בוי. So move it to the side. You don't have to have even a keili. There's no, we also answer Rashi's kasha. Rashi asked the kasha, the sugya before is a keili. Here you have to have a mechitza. The teretz is nishto az aloche. There's no sugi of mechitza. And your own chometz, you're not allowed to leave in your house now. Oh, but there's no din mechitza and keili. You find chometz and Pesach, you cover it with a keili, and then you take it out. Chometz shel nochi, you don't have to make a mechitza bichlal. Chometz shel nochi, you don't have to make a mechitza bichlal. Ubekilo vachrayis, dai beyichet bayis. ובמחיצה סעסורו, דקייבן דאיכו לבייס לי ברשו סיו, אבל דקבל ולחייס. Now, it's not clear if he means that every yichid lebayis needs a mechitza sasore to make it a starker yichid lebayis, or he means that a soro is like a yichid lebayis. The Loshon Aran is not so clear. ואוי די מחיצה ידעו למשל, ואחרי פירשו דויסי למחיצה ססורי וסגי בהוכי. אבא גדגו לחי, שכיוון שאיכו למוקו, הם סו למיקרי גבולכו. ועל הדרך שפירשתי למעלה. That this סוגי בעצם is the סוגי ויכר לבייס. Again, if you need every יכר בייס, also needs a מחיצה. This is what we do למייסה. We are מקביד למייסה. Or the name. The פשעד is יכר לבייס is like, מחיצה is like a יכר לבייס. Or מכל מקום, this is the סוגי. לפי דם, זוג דרשש, ובהקדש אין הצורך משום דמיבדל בדיל למיני. פרקס די גוד? So what are the שייכס משם מיבדל מיבדל למיני? It's not בצד שם יובל האוכלוי. You're not going as the words מיבדל בדיל למיני. אבל בהקדש אין הצורך. Or you're not going as that whole גמורה. Again, if the גמורה is מחדש, the second memory of יודם הרב is בכלל not talking about חשש שם יובל האוכלוי. There's no din alochem bichlal to cover it. Only b'chameit shel Yisrael, you mefaneu letzad. Maybe keli is enough. Mivret of the alochem chomet shekibel lo vachayes and yichid lebayis. And the mechitzas asore has the same alochem yichid lebayis. As Elan Avdo Rishonim, the same alochem yichid lebayis. If it's the same alochem yichid lebayis, so how you go is the Gemara? So the Rashash says, Omar Abiyudam Arav, חמצה של נוחי אויס למחיצה הססורת פורחי משום מקרה says the word משום מקרה other you guys are not guys ואם של הידה שאינה צורך מי תאים במבדל בדיל למיני so we not guys the מבדל בדיל למיני now before the Lombus so בו שתי דה החידוש זוג ורשש that יחד לבייס בחומש שקים לו וחייס you need a יחד לבייס on them you're not allowed to have it in the house חומש שקים לו וחייס you're not allowed to have it in the house if it's not יחד לבייס If it's not yichel lebayis, you're not allowed to have it in the house. B'chom shikil v'chayis, you're not allowed to have it in your house. If it's not yichel lebayis. U'b'shel hekdesh eino yitzorich. What is the chilish u'b'shel hekdesh eino yitzorich? What is the chilish eino yitzorich? Why not? Why behekdesh eino yitzorich? Why behekdesh eino yitzorich? Why is the Hekdash not necessary? So state the Achilush in the Gemara before we explain it, that Bechomesh Shekibar Lavachrayes, the whole Isur of the Sugya of Hey Amud Beis and Vav Amud Alev Zog the Rashash, if Chomesh Shekibar Lavachrayes, you're not allowed to have in your house, it's only Bechomesh Shel Goy. Or Bechomesh Shel Hekdash, even if you Mekabel Achrayes, you're allowed to have it inside your house. As they defeat these Rishonim, Zog the Rashash, you'll have to say this Chiddush. That Bechomet Shekibar Lavachrayes, it's only also Bechomet Shel Nochri. You have to Meyachir Lebayis. But Bechomet Shel Hegdash, even if you Mekabel Achrayes, you don't need to Meyachir Leyamokim. You don't need to Meyachir Leyamokim. Now the Rashash wants to explain why. Now before we explain why, but first way we have the answer of Shem Zaman Oyerbach. Now the Gemara is Take, Kemin Choymer. And Rab Yudah Marav never spoke about the Yesoides Behegdash and Yitzorich Mivdal Dilaminei. He was never misasik with that. He said, Aloha Moitzah Chomets Bepesach Koifalev Sakli. Vim Shel Hegdash and Yitzorich Zot Rove, because there's no Chshash Shem Yovil Ochloi. Finish, there's no Chshash Shem Yovil Ochloi. Rab Yudah Marav didn't go into these Alochas of Hegdash. He only said the Aloha. The second Memre, he said that you have to have a Yichir Lebayis. Ubehegdash ain't a tzorich. In Behegdash, you don't need to have a Yichir Lebayis. Ubehegdash ain't a tzorich. Behegdash, you don't have to have a Yichir Lebayis. Behegdash, you don't have to have a Yichir Lebayis. This was his chiddush. That Behegdash, you don't have to have a Yichir Lebayis. So it's not repeating the same Memre bichlal. It's two different Memres. Zog the Rashash, but what is the Pshatak? Why? Bechomet Shel Nochri is also on a Yichir Lebayis, the Kabbalah Sachayis is also. And Bechomet Shel Hegdash, we say that it's Mutter, even with Achrayis, and you don't have to have Yichir Lebayis. So the Rashash first says that it's Mashma Kedvorov from Loshon HaGemore. The Gemore says before, Shel Choy HaToroye, Aval HaToroye Shel Gavoya Shel Achayim Shel Gavoya. Yochel Yekabel Pigdoynes Min HaNochri. Why it doesn't say Yochel Yekabel Pigdeles Min Anochi VeHegdash? Why it doesn't say Yochel Yekabel Pigdeles Min Anochi? Why it doesn't say Yekabel Pigdeles Min Anochi VeHegdash? Zokta, because you're allowed to be Mekabel Pigdeles Min HaHegdash. And the Shaila is why. The Shaila is why. So the Rashash says like this. What? From Anochi VeHegdash. To be a Gabel. A Shomer. Hashemer of Hegdash. Hashemer of Hegdash. The gizmo will give you to be a Shemer Chinam, a Shemer Socho. People get paid to look after the things of Hegdash. Zog the Rashash, you can mask with all of the Nischois that we want. But Rashash says that Bechomet Shel Nochri, we said Beichad Lebayis, it's already considered that without Yichad Lebayis, it's considered that I was Mekabel Pikon Min HaNochri. But we said the Moshe, the Beis Shel Nochri is no Isur to Mekabel Pigdoynes, right? Only the Beis Shel Yisroel. But the Beis Shel Nochri is no Isur to Mekabel Pigdoynes. So that is no Isur, the Beis Shel Nochri, only the Beis Shel Yisroel. Hegdash, kol mokim de Yise, begabe de Rachmona Yise. Kol mokim de Yise, begabe de Rachmona Yise. So that kol eiche de Yise, begabe de Rachmona Yise. So every place that it is, it's considered keilu, it's by Hegdash. Kol eiche de Yise begabe de Rachmona Yise. So val kol eiche de Yise begabe de Rachmona Yise. So meil, it's never considered that you was mekabel pikon min anochi. It's every time considered that it's by the Hegdash. So meil, you don't have to have a Yichel Lebayis. Meil, you don't have to have a Yichel Lebayis. You don't have to have a Yichel Lebayis. The whole world is Yichir Lebayis, we said it's not Motsu, it's a dying Bushus HaGoi. Behegdash, the whole time is considered Bushus HaHegdash. The Mele is no Muslim, Kabbalah B'Donis, Abade. It's a big Chidush, it's a big Chidush. So he says, you're not Geyaset. The Rashash, you're not Geyaset. The Fidiz Rishonim, I have to be, you're not Geyaset. No, the Rishonim say it's Nochshash, you're allowed to leave it. Chomesh and Nochri b'Achrayis, you're allowed to leave it. You're allowed to leave it in the house, you don't have to make a machitza. You don't have to make a machitza. This is the Rishon. You learn that Chomesh and Nochem and Achrayes, you don't have to make a mechitza. Lefi Rashi, Sikum Beis Mamesh Min HaKotzer La Kotzer. Lefi Rashi, the Sugya is Mechadesh B'Chomesh and Nochri, even Kli is not enough. You have to make a mechitza. You have to make a mechitza. And Lefi the Rishonim, B'Chomesh and Nochri, B'Chlal, I don't know if it's even a Halacha, B'Kei B'Lo B'Sa Kli. You just have to put it in the side. You just have to put it in the side. I just want one little ashlama to go back to the Rosh. The Rosh Shita is B'Shem the Geoinim. The Geoinim learned that even that the Halacha is that I'm over when I'm a Kabel Achrayis. The Shem say if a person gives a Pikodin, Yisrael gives a Pikodin to a Goy, and the Goy is Mekabel Achrayis, the Yisrael is not over. This is the Yeshma Geoinim. That if Yisrael gives a goy his chometz, and the goy was mekabel achrayes, the Yisrael is not over. And we're medayek that lo yitzuya the goy is not mekabel achrayes, so the Yisrael will be over. As they state in the Rosh B'Shem the Geoinim, that if you mafkid chometz by Yisrael achar, if the other person was mekabel achrayes, you're not over baliroy balimotze. But if the other person was not mekabel achrayes, you are over baliroy balimotze. And the shaila was why. So if the Goyim learn like the Ramban, that Chomesh Eile Birshus I am not over, so why am I over even without Kabbalas Achrayis? It's Eile Birshus. It's Eile Birshus. And if they hold that you're over even if it's not in my Rishus, so what helps that the other person was Mekabel Achrayis? When I'm over on my Chomets Bechol Mokim Shu, this is the Pele in the Goyim. That the Goyim say, if I put my Chomets by someone else and he's Mekabel Achrayis, I'm not over Baliroi Balimotze. Mashma, if he's not Mekabel Achrayis, I am over. And we want to shach. If they look like the Ramban, the Chomesh, and the Bershus, I'm not over, so let me not to be over, even if he's not Mekabel Achrayis. And if they hold like the Geshitas, that I'm over b'chol mokim shu, if I'm over b'chol mokim shu, so l'chura even, if Yelim is Mekabel Achrayis, let me to be over, because I'm over b'chol mokim shu. This was the kash. So we mentioned for the Pri Yitzchok, the Pri Yitzchok says in his Nusach, we say it in our Nusach, the Pri Yitzchok says, Lemoshul, that the Goyim hold like the Ramban, that you only over if it's in Yerushus. If it's not in Yerushus, you're not over. So why, by Shemer, without Achayis, you're over? Because he had Shemer, he had Bailim. If he had Shemer, he had Bailim, so why when you Mekabel Achayis, so you're not over when the Shemer is Mekabel Achayis? So we started to explain it. I want to be masbit a little bit, and we'll see. And then the Pri Yitzchok, we can say that on the Pri Yitzchok. So the Nusach is like this. Be'etzem, I'm over on my chometz, even when it's by the shomer. Why? The Pri Yitzchok calls it because yad shomer ki yad bailim. Or we'll find a different reason. Maybe the Goyim learned that every chometz, if it's by someone that is watching it for me, it's considered b'reshusoy. Or but he's shomer it for me. So b'meile, it's considered ki'ilu it's b'reshusi. Ki'ilu it's b'reshusi. Because he's shomer it for me. When it's considered ki'ilu b'reshusi, when he's shomer it for me, if the purpose that he's shomer of the chayfetz is for me, but if he's kibel achrayes, he's not shomer of the chayfetz for me. He's shomer of the chayfetz for himself. I will explain it. When a person is shomer of the chayfetz for me, avad, I ask him a favor, please look after my chayfetz. So he's a shomer. Now, Lava Zogin, he doesn't like me anymore. But he said that he will be shomer, so he has to do it. He was mekabel on himself. So he's doing me a favor, even if he doesn't want to. When a person emotional is a shomer, and he's mekabel achrayes, that if it gets lost, he has to pay. Now the emotional, so I gave him a chayfetz, and he promised me that if it gets lost, he will pay me. Now he doesn't like me, he doesn't want to look after it, but why is he looking after it? Because if it gets lost, he has to pay. So he's not watching it for me. The reason he's holding on from it is for himself. He has a chiyuv achrayes. He's looking after his chiyuv achrayes. So while he's looking after his chiyuv achrayes, this is not called that he's shomer it from me. This is be'etzem the nusach of the Pri Yitzchok. So the Pri Yitzchok learns be'etzem that the Geoinim learned that chomesh einu b'shusu yinat oiver, no yad shomer ki yad ba'ilim, but if he's mekabel achrayes, he's not doing it for me. You could say the Geoinim afilu on the Ramban. You could say that the Geoinim learned that chometz yoiver lav dafkuf it's b'shusu. and your house, and your house, and your physical place. If it's in a place that you have a shlita, I don't know if Rishus Haranim is called that you have a shlita, but by a shomer it's called that I have a shlita. Al derech what we said in the Teisa Srit, Avad is a din shel chor b'rishus chor. But b'rishus chor doesn't mean dafka my house, means shlitosi. So yad shomer ki yad bailim is considered ki'ilu it's b'shlitosi. Ki'ilu it's b'shlitosi. Why? Because he's shomer it for me. But if it's mekabel achrayes, so it's considered that he's shomer it for himself. If it's considered he's shomer it for himself, then maybe it's not called b'rishus. But I want tomorrow to start the next week of this session.